It's Wednesday night and time for the Shadron State Sports Journal presented by Nebraska Bank.
We had a blitz called on that same one. So right as that quarterback was throwing, he was getting hit and it kind of threw up a wobbly ball that kind of just landed right in my hands. And then I just kind of took off after that and tried not to look back too much.
Big thing for me is I pitch with emotion. I need to be very focused and almost angry in a way in order for me to pitch well. I mean, a lot of my teammates are like, oh, hey, you need to smile. But I'm like, hey, you know what? I need to be focused and I need to be here in the moment and I need to be, you know, a little angry.
Voice of the Eagles, Dave Collins, visits with coaches, athletes, and CSE sports newsmakers. Here's your host with tonight's edition of the CSE Sports Journal, presented by Nebraska Bank.
Hunter O'Connor joining us tonight on the Shadron State Sports Journal. You've heard his name plenty if you've listened to CSE football this year on Double Q Country Fans. Hunter, one of the best on defense across the Rocky Mountain Athletic Conference. Hunter, glad you could come in today. Thanks for being on the show. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you, Dave?
I'm good. Really glad we get to sit down and do this. We talked in fall camp briefly out on the practice field. Now we're jumping here in the studio. So we get to learn a little bit more about you and talk about the season. And people hearing you hear about sacks and tackles for losses and all these huge plays being made. You got credited for 3.5 last week, but I think you had, what, four and a half, right?
It was supposed to be four, but I think Tanner True took half of one, so I'll give the half to him.
And I think there was one where I yelled his name out maybe on a sack too, so maybe he got that one or I gave him part of yours. Pueblo Stack guys, they maybe gave him half too, but 3.5 to four, still a heck of a ball game. Hunter, you had to battle one of the top tackles last week in the game, and Elijah Reed, really good player for CSU Pueblo. How do you feel like you had so much success in beating Elijah and getting into that backfield?
I would just say Coach Sassy with his schemes and all of our coaches teaching us the technique and stuff to get in the backfield. And just being a football player, honestly, I can use all the coaching I can get, but at the end of the day, if I'm not a football player, I won't be able to make those plays. So being a football player and knowing the game of football really helps.
So is it a lot of instinct when you're out there going up against guys? You mentioned the coaching, but it sounds like sort of a lot of instinct and just sort of feeling the game and feeling the play and knowing where to go.
It is. I think our first step is to stop the run, so I really have to read the run first. But when I get the opportunity to get a pass, I know when it's a pass, and I like to get back there.
Is it really fun going up against guys like that who have all the awards and the accolades, and you think, man, let's see what they're all about? He's obviously a good player. You got the best of him a few times, but that's got to be fun to have challenges like that in the season.
It is. I really like to compete. Competing is one of my biggest things. And knowing I can go against the best of the best and beat the best of the best really helps my motivation and confidence.
Hunter O'Connor with us tonight on the Sports Journal. Hunter, the defense is forcing some turnovers. You've gotten at least one in every game, this CSC defense. When you're headed in for a sack, are you looking first for kind of that big hit? Or are you looking, hey, I want to knock the ball loose?
I'm mostly just trying to get the sack. I don't want to miss any sacks. So I first try to get the sack. But the big hit and the forced fumble come later on. And if I have the opportunity to get the forced fumble, I will. And I do try to every once in a while. As you saw in Utah Tech, I forced one fumble.
So you want to get that hit first. Strip sack, that's kind of the bonus, right?
Yes.
All right,
exactly.
Hunter. Freshman season, COVID 2020 fall. Kind of a weird time, obviously, in the world. And you didn't play in those four games, but you were here. And you had a great spring, that Northern Colorado Wayne State spring, where you guys learned quite a bit against those teams. What kind of stuff did you learn during your experience, your first year here? And even though you didn't get to play in those four games in the fall, what did that help you become the player you are today?
I would just say getting in the weight room and practicing. I think those were the two biggest things that really helped me. Playing in UNC and Wayne State, they weren't really games, they were kind of scrimmages, but I could tell from those two that college football was a lot faster than high school was, so I had to adapt from that.
Did you like playing Wayne State in Northern Colorado? Do you wish that's something that could be carried forward? I've asked coaches and other teammates of yours the same question, and they seem to think it'd be pretty cool to play some other schools during the spring session.
I do. I wish we did play other teams. During spring ball and fall camp, we get tired of hitting each other, and we're just ready to hit somebody else. So it'd just be nice to hit somebody else other than your own team for 4 weeks straight.
Star defensive end Hunter O'Connor with us on the show tonight. Hunter, you're from Broomfield, Colorado. I'm pretty familiar with that, being from Westminster myself, so been to Broomfield quite a bit in my younger days. We have a lot of guys on our roster from Broomfield, Colorado. Many of them played at Broomfield High School. You went to Legacy. Did you guys play in high school?
Did you play
against some of your teammates? Tell us about it.
We did. We were a crosstown rival, so every game, the first game of the season every year that I was at Legacy, we always had the Broomfield Legacy matchup, and it was a good matchup for the first couple of years, and then Broomfield kind of took it over. But yeah, I played against Grant and River and all of those guys.
Did you tackle some of those offensive guys on the other side, like Grant, like River? Did you get a chance to tackle them?
I didn't get a chance to tackle Grant, but I was on a PAT return, and they decided to fake it, and River threw a pick to me.
Oh, really?
So that was cool, and it was a good memory.
Do you guys talk about that at all now?
Yes, we do.
Do you? And now you're teammates, so before, probably not maybe the best of friends on the football field. Now that you're from opposite rival schools playing for CSC, how has your friendship or your relationship kind of developed now that you're on the same side?
We were friends in high school, but when we were on the field, we weren't friends.
Right.
But coming into Chatterin, we became closer, and just talking about high school memories, it's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's really neat that you guys are all from that area, and it's going to be fun to see you all develop as young players and hopefully get to play quite a bit together with Chatterin State. Hunter O'Connor on the CSC Sports Journal tonight. Hunter, what kind of stuff do you like to do outside the classroom, off the football field? What else should fans know about you in that regard?
I just like hanging out with friends. On occasion, our house, we have a couple game competitions. So recently, we've been playing NHL. And we just have a lot of competition with video games, so we do that a lot. And then I really like to sleep.
Hey, no argument here. I love a good nap. Good side.
Yep.
Yeah, you bet. So NHL, Xbox, PlayStation?
Xbox.
NHL, like the new one or an older version?
Nope. Right now, we're just doing 22. We haven't gotten 23 yet. So
I may have to get in on that. During the pandemic, I bought a PlayStation 4 and won the Stanley Cup a couple times with the Avalanche. So maybe I'll come over and see what you guys are made up on that.
Yeah, you should.
On that NHL game. It's been a while since I've played it. But so who's winning? Who's winning those NHL showdowns?
Dax Girardi.
Who does he play with?
We do randomizing teams, so it's just random every time we play.
Okay. Sounds like fun. Hunter O'Connor with us on the show tonight. Hunter, what's your favorite sport to watch? Other teams, other players, guys that you kind of look up to in football or any sport?
I mostly watch football. Both my brothers grew up playing baseball, so I watch a little baseball, but mostly football. I'm a big New York Giants fan. My dad's from New York, so I'm a Giants fan.
They're having a great year this year.
They are. The players I kind of like to watch or like put my game up to is the Bosa brothers. And then back then, I wasn't growing up when he was playing, but sometimes I watch YouTube videos on him, and that's Lawrence Taylor.
Oh, yeah.
And that's where I got 56 from. So.
Oh, that's great. You took your jersey number off Lawrence Taylor.
I did.
Wow. Well, he was an all-time great, that's for sure. Hunter O'Connor with us today on the Sports Journal. If you could play an offensive position, Hunter, what would that be?
Probably running back. I played running back when I was younger. I played tight end, too, but I'm not really a blocking tight end, so I'd rather be a running back and get runs and catch passes out of the backfield.
Saquon Barkley, got some Saquon Barkley moves in
you? I could if I tried.
Let's look at what Coach Long said last night. Really cool and interesting comment, I thought, on the coach's show. He said that you're a real tough kid, come from a real tough family. We see toughness on the football field all the time, and that's one thing he really likes about you and you're just what makes you character-wise. You're a tough dude. Would you say that's your most important characteristic as a football player, being real tough?
Yeah, I would say that's one of them. I think the other one would be my competitiveness. Like I said earlier, I'm a really big guy who likes to compete.
Yeah.
And toughness. I really like to be disciplined mentally and physically, which brings that toughness out. But yeah, I would say those two are the biggest attributes I bring.
Has it been hard this season seeing how many of your teammates have dealt with injuries? You missed the Fort Lewis game with an injury yourself, but you only missed the one and came back. Has to be tough not to have all your guys out there with you week after week.
It does. It does suck, especially when a starter goes down. It's the next man up mentality. But when it's a starter like JJ Hare, he broke his ankle like week one or week two.
Yeah.
And having a star corner like that out, it's the next up mentality, especially if you're young like Day-Day or BJ. You just have to bring the next guy up and hope for the best.
You guys have New Mexico Highlands coming up on Saturday. It's got to feel good to be at home and playing again, right?
It is. I love home games. I don't like traveling that much.
Yeah. Well, Highlands is coming here, so we don't have to make that long drive down there. Last year, though, you had a good game down there at New Mexico Highlands. That was a fun one, 46-16. We won it. What do you remember from that game?
I think that's the first game I broke out. I think I had 6 tackles and a couple sacks. They had a lot of kids on their team who were athletic and good. They brought number 7 back, which is one of the receivers. He's probably one of the top receivers in the RMAC right now. The running back is solid. He can break tackles really very easily, so we're going to have to make sure we can put bodies on him and tackle him. And then their O-line is very athletic. I think they graduated a couple guys last year. I'm not sure about that, but they have some guys up there that can play football.
Yeah, they're always kind of a scary team, aren't they, with you? They've got playmaker types and may not have the best record, but they're always a little bit of a scary team. You got to be ready for pretty much anything they throw out there, right?
Always in the game.
Yeah. Yeah, Hunter O'Connor with us here tonight on the show. Hunter, what's your major here at Shadron State College?
Sports management, exercise science.
Awesome. What do you want to do when you get done with college and out for a career?
After college, my plan right now is going to be try to like be a personal trainer. I want to stay in the sports business. So personal trainer or coaching.
Is kind of what you guys have gone through this year as a team and seeing the injuries and some of that stuff, does it make you want to be a personal trainer more and to try to help guys be able to stay maybe healthier or figure out those ways to avoid injury, get stronger? Has the bad part of seeing a lot of guys injured this year kind of motivated you to want to be in that career even more?
Yes. Injuries are bad. I mean, obviously, but it would be nice to like know like how to stop injuries, especially from star players or any player at that point.
All right. Hunter, it's been awesome having you on the show. Thanks so much for coming in today. Hunter O'Connor, you can see him in 56 on the Jersey fans when he is rushing the quarterback Saturday against New Mexico Highlands and for several more years to come, just a sophomore athletically here at Shadron State. Hunter, great to get to talk to you, get to know you some more, and thanks for coming in for the show tonight.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Dave.
You bet.
Exciting things have happened at Nebraska Bank with new colors, new logos, and enhanced technology. But there is one thing that you can bet that has not changed. The same personalized customer service and friendly faces you have come to know over the years. With 9 locations over the state of Nebraska and 4 of them in Alliance, Shadron, Hemingford, and Bridgeport, Nebraska Bank has made banking easier than ever just for you. Other banks have branches. Nebraska Bank has roots. Stop into one of their Panhandle locations. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Thanks for joining us tonight for the CSE Sports Journal, presented by Nebraska Bank. Tune in Wednesday nights throughout the season as Voice of the Eagles, Dave Collins, chats with Shadron State student-athletes, coaches, and sports newsmakers to get you the inside perspective on CSE sports. Listen on the free Panhandle Post app and download episodes online anytime at panhandlepost.com by clicking on the CSE logo for more Eagles content online.